Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 84 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Moorhead State University will require masks this fall. University of Kentucky students will have to show proof of vaccination status. Kentucky Christian University is recommending but not mandating masks. Healthcare providers are presenting a united front with vaccine mandates. COVID cases in the Gateway area have doubled this week. The number of cases in kids and teens is causing concern. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 67 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Moorhead State University students will be required to wear masks when they return to campus. In an email to the campus community Thursday, university officials outlined two levels of protocols. In the first, effective immediately, non-vaccinated individuals are required to wear masks in indoor spaces. Level 1 will be in effect through next Thursday. In the second level, the email indicated that everyone will be required to wear masks in indoor spaces and on university transportation, regardless of vaccination status. Level 2 will go into effect on Friday as many students begin to return to campus. MSU Vice President for Student Affairs, Russell Mass, says they are also recommending vaccinations for all students, faculty, and staff.
All semester long, we're going to be offering vaccine clinics in our health center on main campus through our friendship with St. Clair. We have several back-to-school events planned for our students. A lot of those are taking place outdoors.
The university administration says they plan to continually assess CDC data, and if information supports a reduction in mask usage, they will consider moving back to level 1 COVID-19 precautions. Masks will be required at the University of Kentucky this fall. Beginning Monday, masks will be required inside all of UK's indoor spaces, including both of the academic and medical campuses, regardless of an individual's vaccination status. According to WKYT, masks are not required for anyone alone in indoor or outdoor spaces. However, unvaccinated individuals should wear masks outside when around other people. Students who are not vaccinated will take an entry test in the coming days. They will also be tested on a regular basis throughout the school year until they are vaccinated or provide the university with verification of that status. Unvaccinated students must also continue to fill out the daily health screener. UK officials say they will also begin considering mandatory vaccines and mandatory testing on a regular basis for staff and faculty. Meanwhile, Kentucky Christian University officials also addressed masking this week, stopping short of a mandate. In an email sent Thursday afternoon, officials asked that appropriate masks be worn while indoors on the KCU campus. The message encouraged the use of masks when social distancing is not possible or where there are large numbers of individuals present. Officials indicate that while masks will be encouraged at gathering events like chapel and sporting events, they have yet to determine if masks will be required in the classroom and in between classes. The email stated that officials hope to drop indoor masking as vaccination rates increase and infection rates drop out of the red in Carter County. A Frankfort attorney who had previously submitted his resignation from Kentucky State University's governing board has rescinded his resignation. Concerns over the financial health of Kentucky's sole public historically black university and lawsuits alleging misconduct by campus officials culminated in the sudden departure of its former president, Christopher Brown, in July. Governor Andy Beshear then ordered a review into university finances by the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education. Paul Hardness told the State Journal he plans to serve out the rest of his term, which ends June 2022, and intends to focus on KSU's financial health and search for a new president. He said he chose to return after conversations with people asking him to reconsider, as well as learning of Brown's resignation and the council-led review of the school's finances. Two vacancies remain on the 11-person board. One post can be filled by gubernatorial appointment, and a new faculty regent will be installed after a faculty senate vote. Kentucky's largest healthcare providers joined forces Thursday to voice their support for mandating COVID-19 vaccinations across hospital staff. CEOs and top representatives from UK Healthcare, Baptist Health, Norton Healthcare, and providers spanning the state took their most public step yet, taking turns at the podium during the governor's latest update to endorse universal vaccination in their facilities.
Our best weapon is the vaccine.
And we're at a battle point right now.
We undertook a lot of prayer and discernment in order to get to this place.
We do that not lightly. We do that as a serious part of our mission.
In recent days, the providers have signaled concern over a sharp rise in admissions as the more contagious Delta variant takes hold, taxing already overworked and in some cases dwindling staff. In response, hospitals are turning vaccine recommendations into mandates in the coming weeks and months. The stepped-up requirement comes as COVID-19 rates continue to climb in the Commonwealth, with the state reporting over 2,000 new cases for the second day in a row and a steadily increasing positivity rate now at 10.2%. COVID-19 cases in the Gateway District have doubled within a week, WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Like the rest of the Commonwealth, the Gateway District, including Bath, Elliott, Menifee, Morgan, and Rowan counties, has seen COVID cases ramping up since early July. Cases were in the single digits on July 9th, with the District Health Department reporting 7 new cases of the virus. July 16th saw 18 new cases, 36 on July 23rd, and 49 on the 29th. Thursday, the department reported 128 new COVID-19 infections. By county, Rowan reported the most with 44, followed by Elliott with 26, 23 in Bath, 19 in Menifee, and 16 in Morgan. Still, Elliott County is the only one in the district with the red designation at this time. Health officials have reported an increase in vaccination rates, but their push will continue as they say it is still not high enough. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com.
State health officials are sounding the alarm on the rising number of COVID-19 cases in children and teens. The American Academy of Pediatrics reported on Tuesday that coronavirus cases in children and teens jumped by 84% last week, giving parents and districts yet another new piece of data to consider as back-to-school season approaches. Kentucky Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack says the Delta variant's potentially greater effect on younger people should give everyone pause.
Those who thought it wasn't going to ever affect you, I don't think you can take that comfort.
The good news is that severe illness and death in the youngest age group remains rare, but healthcare providers are noticing the uptick in younger patients as cases in Kentuckians aged 18 and under increased fourfold between June and July. Vaccines are still being tested in children as young as 6 months old, but approval of a shot for those under 12 isn't likely to come for at least several more months. More employers in the Commonwealth are now requiring employees to get the coronavirus vaccine. Legal experts say they have a right to do so, but some of the major healthcare providers did not ask their employees to get vaccinated until now. Some employees at Baptist Health think it's okay to have the requirement, but healthcare workers in Elizabethtown don't agree. Ashley Markham is an RN at the facility. She tells Wave 3 News she does not feel like she had a choice in the matter.
I feel like the hospital overstepped in deciding for me this medical choice. I feel like the choice of any medical intervention should be left to the individual on a case-by-case basis.
Baptist health officials say approximately 70% of their nearly 23,000 employees have received the vaccine, and they want to ensure the health and safety of staff, providers, and patients. Employers across the United States are putting COVID-19 vaccine mandates in place. A requirement is currently under consideration for all federal employees, and some residents are considering the legal ramifications of refusing. The U.S. Justice Department addressed the rights of employers and workers in a legal opinion this week. It tackled an argument raised by some vaccine skeptics that the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act prohibits employers from requiring vaccination with shots that are only approved for emergency use, as coronavirus vaccines currently are. Department lawyers wrote that the law in question requires individuals be informed of their option to accept or refuse administration of an emergency use vaccination or drug, but that requirement does not prohibit employers from mandating vaccination as a condition of employment. The same reasoning applies to universities, school districts, or other entities potentially requiring COVID-19 vaccines. Available evidence overwhelmingly shows that vaccines are safe and effective. The highly contagious Delta variant is putting more unvaccinated patients in the hospital. At Ruby Memorial Hospital in Morgantown, ICU beds are filling back up with younger COVID-19 patients. ICU nurse Lauren Saintrick tells WSAZ patients are asking if it's too late to get a vaccine.
It's a lot of people, unfortunately, having to wait to get into the ICU because we don't have a bed to take care of them.
The West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources COVID-19 dashboard said 170 people are currently hospitalized due to COVID-19, and 64 of those patients are in ICU. The micro school called Sphinx Academy in Lexington is changing the game for gifted and twice exceptional students. The Academy is now a nationally accredited Kentucky certified 8th through 12th grade school with 6 teachers and just 30 students. Yolanda Jones is a parent of 2 Sphinx Academy students. She tells LEX 18 the school has everything for her children.
This is a wonderful place for them to have someone listen to them. They can be in charge of their own journey, their own learning experience.
Sphinx Academy allows for experiential learning, mentoring, and self-directed learning. U.S. Representative James Comer says he currently has no plans to run for Kentucky governor in 2023, saying his sights are on another prize, the chairmanship of a key congressional committee. His name has been atop the list of potential GOP candidates to challenge Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, who narrowly defeated Bevin in 2019. But if the GOP retakes the U.S. House next year, Comer would be in line to become chairman of the Oversight Panel, the chamber's main investigative committee. For now, that's his main political objective. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 67. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon hours, and patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny skies with a high near 84. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boy, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Shamari Mosley, Wiley Tanner, Cassidy Stearman, and Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanna Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.